This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, K88IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, February 7th, 2025. ARRL is helping members get the most out of amateur radio through On the Air Live, a monthly series of training sessions. The live events are hosted by ARRL Education Specialist Wayne Green, KB4DSF, and offer a deep dive into topics hams will find useful. We had a great crowd at January's On the Air Live. We showed folks how to get started in slow scan television, said Green. The next OTA Live is February 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and will be on the topic of how to use your handheld radio. Registration in advance is required, but it's free for all members. And if you can't make it to the live event, a recording will be available in the ARRL Learning Center. On the Air Live is a perfect intersection of education and inspiration. We want participants to come away empowered and inspired to make the most of their involvement in ham radio, said ARRL Education and Learning Manager Steve Goodgame, K5ATA. The monthly events tie in with the content from the On the Air magazine, which will match the current subject matter of OTA Live. All ARRL members have digital access to On the Air and three other high-quality magazines at www.arrl.org/magazines. We look forward to having members join us for OTA Live, the more the merrier, and we hope to get hams more involved in the hobby, said Green. Find On the Air Live and replays in the ARRL Learning Center at learn.arrl.org. A quick reminder, the Orlando Hamcation gets underway on Friday, February 7th, 2025, and it runs through Sunday, February 9th at the Central Florida Fairgrounds and Expo Park in Orlando, Florida. You can visit the ARRL booth at Hamcation, which is hosting the ARRL Southeastern Division Convention. And whether or not you can make it, you can follow photos from Hamcation on the ARRL Facebook page. Amateur radio operators are known for their desire and unique ability to provide public service through communications. Whether activated for a severe weather event or a local event such as a marathon or bike ride, the utility value and versatility of the amateur radio service is enjoyed by communities around the country. One critical aspect of coordinating the communications is the role of net controller. These key volunteers bring order to chaos and flow to information. It is a specialized skill that requires development, practice, and training. On February 1st, Connecticut volunteers in the Amateur Radio Emergency Service, ARES, held a training session. That session drew dozens of radio amateurs from around the state to a packed room inside the Newington Volunteer Fire Department. The half-day course, led by ARRL Connecticut Section Manager Douglas Harifanowicz, WA1SFH, was dynamic and participatory. George Papp, K1YBO, is a controller for the Western Connecticut Westcon Traffic Net, a part of the ARRL National Traffic System, NTS. It serves to flow messages in, out of, and throughout the state, and to serve as a training net. He was excited to see the high number of attendees. We always encourage new people to step up to volunteer for the net, and this helps provide a pathway for them, he said. In the training, Shahira Fanowicz highlighted examples of needing a robust group of trained net control station NCS operators. When a black sky event takes place, it is rarely limited to an 8-hour shift. We will need trained NCS operators not only to provide for initial shift coverage, but also we will need relief NCS operators to cover following shifts, he said. If you'd like to get involved as a net controller, talk with your local ARRL emergency coordinator or district emergency coordinator to express interest. You may also find NTS net resources in your area at nts2.arrl.org. The Hurricane Watch Net, HWN, founded on Labor Day weekend 1965, is celebrating its 60th anniversary this year. Net manager Bobby Graves, KB5HAV, reports that HWN is preparing for what could be yet again an above-average hurricane season, and that the net needs more amateur radio operators to help. We are starting early in this year's preparations and looking to add more net control stations to our roster, said Graves. We're looking for dedicated new members willing to train to become net control operators, NCOs. While being bilingual is not a requirement, being fluent in Spanish and English or French Creole and English is a plus. Well, HWN membership is required to serve as a net control station. Radio amateurs do not need to be net members to participate as HWN reporting stations that provide observed or measured weather reports or relay assistance as required by the HWN net control. The net generally activates whenever a storm system has achieved a hurricane status and within 300 miles of a populated landmass, but this can vary due to the forward speed and intensity of the storm or the request of the forecasters at the National Hurricane Center. Once activated, the Hurricane Watch Net operates 24/7 on 14.325 megahertz during the day and 7.268 megahertz at night until a storm is no longer a threat to life and property. Hurricanes can and do make landfall at night, added Graves. The HWN cannot assign net controllers responsibilities on a specific timetable, but must be prepared to work as a cohesive unit, passing control as the situation dictates and keeping the net available for as much time as it takes to get the job done. At this time, there's a real need for stations located in the middle to western sections of the U.S., Canada, Central America, and throughout the Caribbean, those who are fully bilingual, fluent in Spanish and English or French Creole and English, and stations who can help with overnight operations, midnight to 7:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Not all applicants are accepted. One common reason is that when an applicant is from an area which is overcrowded with members, that's a good problem to have, said Graves. This does not mean, however, that an applicant may not be accepted in the future. The HWN will keep applications on file for future reference. If you're interested in training to become a net control operator for the Hurricane Watch Net, please visit the net control information page at their website. More information on the net, including weather data on the tropics and more, please visit the HWN website, www.hwn.org. To read more about the HWN, its history and mission, visit the Hurricane Watch Net, who we are. Las Vegas, Nevada, American Legion Post 149, along with members of the 40N8 Voyager 306, will operate Special Event Station NV7AL February 19th through the 24th, 2025. The event celebrates the 76th anniversary of the United States and the state of Nevada, receiving a 40N8 Merci train boxcar in 1949. The Merci train boxcar serves as a memorial to the Allies' participation in World War II. The car was called a 40N8, because the French military rated it to carry 40 men or 8 horses. There is a 40N8 Merci train boxcar located in Boulder City, Nevada. To learn more, visit Merci Train. The 40N8, a charitable honor society of American wartime veterans, was founded in 1920 by American Legionnaires. NV7AL will be operating at various times each day, primarily on 7.074, 7.250, and 14.070 megahertz, and a QSL card is available. The Young Ladies Radio League, YLRL, K4LMB, will host the 2025 SSB CW Digital YLOM contest from 0000 UTC on February 13th until 2359 UTC February 14th. All licensed amateur radio operators throughout the world are invited to participate. All bands except 60, 30, 17, and 12 meters may be used. Net and repeater contacts do not count. Participants may work up to 36 of the 48 hours. The contact procedure is pretty simple. OMs, male hams, call CQYL, and YLs, female hams, call CQOM. For more information, complete rules, and awards, visit Contest Young Ladies Radio League. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. MESAT-1, having been successfully launched, was issued their Oscar number and is now known as MESAT-1 Oscar 122, or MO-122. The satellite was the first for the University of Maine. The VU inverting transponder has an uplink on 145.910 through 145.940 MHz lower sideband, and a downlink on 435.810 through 435.840 MHz upper sideband. Telemetry using Fox Telem can be found on 435.800 MHz, 1200 BPSK. URESAT-1, or SO-120, finally deployed its antennas after a year and a half. Unfortunately, the VHF antenna is not fully deployed. It can be seen in SSTV images crossing the lens. Thus, the satellite requires a strong uplink signal to break the squelch. Did you ever wonder why the downlink from most of the satellites is on UHF and not VHF? Man-made noise. VHF is widely used around the world and causes interference with the weak signals from the satellites. UHF does not suffer from that issue. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. Just ahead in radio sport this week, February 8th and 9th, the CQWW RIDI WPX contest, that's digital. February 8th, the Asia Pacific Spring Sprint, that's CW. February 8th and 9th, the KCJ Top Band contest, CW there. February 8th and 9th as well, the Dutch PACC contest, CW and phone. The SKCC Weekend Sprintathon, CW. The OMIS QSO party, that's phone. And on February 8th, the WAB.1.8 megahertz phone, that is phone as well. And finally, on February 8th, the RSGP 1.8 megahertz contest, that is CW. And don't forget to visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and information. Upcoming Section State and Division Conventions, February 7th through the 9th, the Orlando Hamcation, as we talked about earlier, hosting the ARRL Southeastern Division Convention, that's in Orlando, Florida. February 8th as well, the Hendricks County Ham Fest, hosting the ARRL Indiana Section Convention, that's in Danville, Indiana. And on February 14th through 15th, the Yuma Ham Fest, hosting the ARRL Southwestern Division Convention, that's in Yuma, Arizona. And finally this week, thanks to the Aurora Repeater Association in Denver, Colorado, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeaters. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL audio news for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL audio news is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at ARRL.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL audio news, email us at audionews@ARRL.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.